Okay.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Doing well? Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Happy Monday. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I know you were speaking here with Andre.
Yeah.
He's been going over the basics. Congratulations. He told me 25 years in business. Wow,
yes,
that's amazing. And is it only tree services? Will there be any other services that you offer besides that?
No, just tree service.
Okay. Okay. And then any questions for me before I go to the price and details?
No, I don't have no question. You see what you guys got.
Okay, okay, great. And then I know you mentioned something, you don't have a website, or did you have one and it's not currently working?
It's not currently working. It's not ringing.
Oh,
that's
it's not.
I got my website.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look at something here. Yeah, because I didn't see one for you, but it could be that I just missed it. Let me see. Okay. I found Green Branch Services. I found a Google business profile for you.
Yep.
And when I go to the website, okay, so let me see something here. There's a website. Who manages this page for you, Michael? Do you manage it?
Nobody. Nobody's managed. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So what I would recommend for you is our platinum package. It includes both Google and Facebook marketing, but the way that we set it up, it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts. So we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. So with the credit that I'm applying, you're looking at a flat monthly rate of $299 a month, month-to-month.
Okay. So how many leads do I get from you guys?
Well, they're not going to be leads. You got to remember that with first page placement on Google, they're going to be live calls coming directly to you from potential clients. Because not only are we listing you on the first page, but, you know, we're also listing you on the first page of Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, you don't have a Facebook page, right? You've never created
one?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got one.
Okay. So what – oh, here it is. What we're going to do is Facebook advertising. So whenever someone does a search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. That's what's going to help you reach more new clients. And then we also just make sure that your website's always attached.
You say it's $200 a month?
$299.
Okay. Let's do something. Because I'm working at the moment. You can talk to my wife over here.
Okay.
And I'll probably go with that.
Okay.
Okay, so you
is
can
she
go
there
through
with
all
you
the
now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what's her name?
I'm working at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
This is the car.
Hello, Lisa?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. My name is Nadine Medina.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I don't know if you were hearing our conversation that I was having with your husband about the first page placement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Did you have any questions about it so far?
No.
Okay. So, as I was mentioning to him, the program is month to month. There's no contracts. Okay. I know he mentioned if I could just kind of settle it up with you because I think he's working in the middle of a job right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So basically what we would be doing is taking his Google business profile. We would optimize it to that first page of Google, right? And we maintain it there. Okay. With his keywords and search terms, we also will do the content creation on the first page of Bing as well. Now, of course, our directory submission is always going to be Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. I did find his Facebook page. So in regards to his Facebook, what we're going to do is the Facebook advertising. Okay?
Oh.
Now, Facebook ads, those can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So once they perform that search on Google for your service and then they happen to be on their Facebook page, you know, just looking through pictures or stories, that's how they would see his ad appear. Okay? And, again, we can make it very unique. where if there's, you know, certain income level of clientele he wants to target or certain areas, we can do that with those Facebook ads. He will not pay for click fees because he's paying a flat rate to us. Okay? Now,
okay.
His website, we will not change it. We're just going to make sure that the website is always attached, where his business is listed, and then we'll cover what they call the mobile platform. So what that means, anybody who does a search and they're using their iPhone, they're using their Android or their tablet, they will still find him on that first page of Google. Okay?
Right.
All right. And then he'll have a customized tracking and reporting system so that way he can track his results with us. You guys will have a username and password to log into and track all of that, like the phone calls that you're getting, where they perform the location of the search. And this isn't leads. These will be live direct calls. Okay?
Right.
All right. I was going to ask you, what's the best email for you guys? Because this is actually where we send the receipt, any correspondence from us as well. What email do you guys prefer? And I would say that it'd be one that you check frequently. Like, I did see one, it's on your Facebook page, but I don't even know if this is the one you would want to use. service@greenbranchservices.com.
Which one you want to use?
Green Branch Tree Services.
Green Branch Tree Services?
Yes, yes. Ma'am.
Is it at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Green Branch Tree Services @gmail.com. Okay. I'm going to do right now, I'm going to actually send you guys a series of emails real quick. The first email that you're going to be receiving, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing in that subject part of the email. Give me 1 second. Let me go back. And do you also get text messages on the phone number that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do this as well. I'm calling you on the 989-721-6739 number. Is that the best number for us to contact you on, Michael? Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let me send you, I'm going to send you 2 text messages. The first one's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still like for you guys to have my information for your records. And then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. So you guys are going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it. So whenever you have updates, you know, changes, questions, or even concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department. Can you confirm as soon as you get those text messages from me just so I make sure that you guys receive them? Okay, beautiful. All right. So let me just go here, and I'm going to just start, you know, kind of gathering information as well. So Green Branch Tree Services is how the business is currently listed on the Google Business Profile. That's how it should be, correct?
Yeah, Green Branch Services.
Green Branch Tree Services. Yes, correct. My apologies. I see it right in front of me, but I left out the tree part. So it says Green Branch. Well, no, on your Google Business Profile, Michael, it does not. It says Green Branch Services. The tree is not included.
Yeah, because they make a mistake, and whoever built a website.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to be corrected. Yeah.
It needs to be Green Branch Tree Services. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel about the website?
As I said, the guy who built the website, he made a mistake and said to put three services. He put services.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
Three after, so.
I see it's like that on Yelp, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why, but.
Okay. how do you feel about the Yelp page? I mean, not the Yelp page, the website. I mean, would you be interested in a new website, or do you want to keep that one?
I just want to keep my website. I mean, okay. I don't know, depending on how
is
much
there
it costs for
a
new website.
Is there a way for him to correct it for you?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to the guy. I don't even know who it is. I went through a friend of mine.
If you're okay with it, I can have our team build you a new website. I don't know if you own this domain, though. The tree removal, Bancroft.
Yeah, I own the domain. Yeah.
You own the domain.
Yeah, I own that.
Okay, see, now I see the Green Branch server. Okay, if you own the domain, we can build you a new website using your domain. And it won't cost you more.
Okay.
I'll include it if you prefer that. You'll just need to give us the login for the website domain so that way we can build you the new one. It won't cost you additional. Well, here's the thing. It's an option, something for you to think about. I'm going to put in the notes that we'll offer you the free website, okay, if you choose for us to create it for you. So if you want us to use your domain, then we're going to need the login credentials. If not, we can find a domain closest to your business name with Green Branch Tree Services. It might be a .org or a .com or a .net or a .co. But we could probably find one closest to your business name. So I can put on there for them to kind of go over that with you more. The Green Branch Tree Services at gmail.com, are you sure that's the email? Or is it a different?
Let me see. I got it over here. Like, let me get to it.
And I'll try to get you through this process as quickly as possible. But I just want to make sure we notate everything correctly because I know you're working too.
I say services, greenbranchservices.com.
Green Branch Services.
No, SA Services. Services at greenbranchservices.com.
Okay, let me see. I think that's the one that I had seen on your Facebook.
Yeah, that's the email.
Yeah, okay. Let me just.
What should we Green Branch Tree Services? Nah, Green Services, Green Branch Services.
Them leaving out the tree really messed it up for you, huh?
Yeah, I haven't get nothing for anybody since the website was built.
Oh my gosh, it's useless. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I see the Facebook.
I get my business for referrals and what could I've been down for years, you know.
Yeah, but this email, the greenbranchservices.com, the service at greenbranchservices.com, you do have access to that email, right? Because that's where we're going to send your receipt and any correspondence from us. Do you prefer that email?
Yeah, that's what I got.
I just want to make sure. Okay, perfect. Now, Michael, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with us. It's not going to be posted anywhere.
Oh, my last name? Gillan, G-A-L-A-N.
Galan?
Yep.
Gaylon.
Gaylon? Okay, G-A-L-A-N.
G-A-L-A-N.
Yep.
Gaylon.
I apologize, Lisa, you said G-A-L-A-N, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to pronounce it the Spanish way. Sorry. How I would pronounce it in Spanish, but I know it's probably not. Okay. And then, Michael, you spell it the traditional way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, Michael, the best number for us to contact you on is still going to be on this same phone number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the address that's associated with the business, is it still the 7680 Bancroft Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I show the zip code 48414, correct?
Yep.
Okay, did you also want to notate your wife on the account to authorize changes? Just in case you couldn't call in to make a change, she's able to call on your behalf?
Yeah.
Okay. Same last name as yours? just so I put it on the account?
Yeah.
Okay. And Lisa, I'm just going to put on here that you're authorized to make changes, okay? Just so in case you were to call in for him. All right. Okay. And then let's see here. I'm going to start going over some notes before we go over the billing. So basically you're doing for both residential and commercial. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just put that down there too. Okay. Residential, commercial. Let's see here. Stump grinding, tree removal. Do you do tree transplanting, tree trimming?
No, I do a tree trimming.
Tree trimming?
Yep.
Okay. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes, ma'am. Both. I'm licensed and insured for years.
Oh, awesome. I believe you.
Right.
Okay. So now what you're going to do, and I'm going to tell you once I'm getting this set up and stuff, I'm going to also schedule a client interview and onboarding with one of my technicians. We'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you guys. That's the most important appointment because they're going to be talking to you about the keywords, the search terms, about the Facebook ads. If we're building you the new website, they're going to talk to you about that too. And I do like to schedule it really at a time that's convenient for you guys. I'm going to also let you know that you'll need to add us on, and they'll help you with this if you're not sure on how to do it. You'll need to add us on as managers, okay, to the Google Business profile, mm-hmm. the Facebook page, so that way we can mm-hmm. do the optimizing and the management of the ads, and also on Yelp, so that way we can correct the business name to put the tree services in there too.
Okay.
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 I notice it's kind of weird, like, on the website that they built for you because it's, like, a main website, and then there's, like, a landing page that they did. I don't know why they would do that, like, two different websites. It's kind of weird, but it's okay. I'm going to put my need website. So that way you can decide if you want us to do the website for you or not. Would you be interested in a tracking number? Basically, a tracking number helps you to really not miss any of your calls, the recorded calls. You can go back and you can listen to the call, but the tracking number is actually the one that would appear, and it's linked to your phone number. You could even block spam calls if any came in. Would you be interested in the tracking number or keep it with the number that's currently showing?
Is that extra cost?
Nope, no extra cost.
Oh, okay, yeah, interested in a tracking number, sure.
Okay, I'll put that on there. Now, if at any time you decide you don't want the tracking number, then you could always just say, hey, I don't need it.
Okay.
Okay. And then, now, do you want to keep it at a 30-mile radius or go a little further out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
30-mile radius, plenty.
Okay. And when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Text messages or phone calls probably work the best.
Phone and text.
Best
okay.
Text messenger because I look at my text messages every day. My phone on my hand, you know, because I'm working.
Okay. Do you do emergency tree services too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I noticed on your hours of operation, it has you from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday is closed.
Yeah, we do if we don't finish the job, we do a Friday, Saturdays and Sunday.
Okay, so I'm going to put Monday through Friday is going to be 8 to 5. Saturday and Sunday, should I put appointment only?
Yeah, I would say so.
Or just leave it as closed, you know what I mean? And I could put emergency services available. That's at your discretion.
Emergency service of the arrow. Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that. And what are the typical forms of payments that you accept? Do you do like cash, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Cash. I can do Cash App, I can do a cash and check.
Okay. Now, we're going to start going over the billing, okay? Before I even process a payment, I need to walk you through what we call a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, Michael, please, if there's anything that you guys don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will ask you this. With our program, it's month to month. You can cancel at any time, but I will ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? Give it a 2-month try. You pay monthly. If you ever decide you need to cancel, I'm also going to tell you just call 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged, okay? No cancellation fee.
Okay.
All right? So okay. I'm going to turn on the recording, Michael, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance, excuse me, and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Branch Tree Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Dillon, owner.
And your title? Thank you. Actually, hold on real quick. This wasn't recording. I want to make sure because if I don't record it, then I get in trouble. Let me go back. Okay. Sorry about that. Let me go here. Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline our service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Branch Tree Services.
Please state your
owner,
name and title
Michael.
Within the business. Thank you. You already went a step ahead of me. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you also authorize your wife, Lisa Galen, to make any changes to the account if in the event she calls in to make changes for you. She does have that authorization, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes you might get a call from another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, and they are not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money. I'm also going to put a security question on your account to protect it. And I would say let's make it a security question that your wife will also know as well. This security question, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
Eli.
Eli?
Yep.
And that's your first pet's name?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how you're going to identify whenever we call you, I want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if at any time, Michael, someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll explain this. What I'm saying here is I'm not saying you can't do other online marketing. I'm just asking you that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 14th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. What I call it is a two-month verbal agreement. But what that means is that your second payment will be charged on May 14th, 2025, in the amount of $299. Now, once that term is completed, Michael, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that was the second text message that I had sent you. That number is 877-635-6225. I'm going to ask you to save that number in your contacts. If you look at the phone, it was the second text message I sent you. Let me know if you got it.
Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, just a second.
No worries.
You say the second number?
Yeah, it was the second. There's one that I sent you with my phone number. It's the same number even as my number, just my extension is 623. So it should say 877-635-6225.
I don't see it yet.
It'll say Local Splash, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And then it says username.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
635-6225.
Yes, I want you guys to save that number in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number. Now, if in the event you need to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your bill is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? And that's it. No cancellation fee. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be using, Michael, excuse me, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just your first and last name, or is there like a middle initial?
Let me see. I got a bunch of cards over here. Let me see which one.
Angel of the world.
First, the name is H-E-L-I-O-D-O-R-O.
Okay, so I'm gonna spell it back to you. H-E-L-I-O-D,
mm-hmm.
Like David?
Mm-hmm.
O-R-O?
Yeah.
Okay.
O-R-O, yeah.
Okay, and then is there a middle initial or no?
No.
Okay. And then the last name, G-A-L-A-N, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No, hold on. Let me get the card right.
Okay.
That, it's crushed that name.
Okay.
It's still, I got it in the business name. It's a Green Branch.
And services.
And services.
Green Branch Services or with the tree in it?
Yep.
Green Branch and Services.
Green Branch and Services. The word services is spelled out, hun?
Yeah.
Services.
Okay. Is his name on that card at all?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Daryl.
Okay. Got it. So his first and last name's on there, but you go by Michael. So I'm putting that you prefer Michael.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then it also says Green Branch. Yeah, because if not, they're going to try to call you by your other name, and I'm going to tell them no. He goes by Michael. It's like my husband's name is Anthony, and he hates when they call him Tony. He's like, my name's not Tony, it's Anthony. Okay.
My name was Wallace.
Oh, my goodness. Green Branch and Services. Okay. And then same billing address, correct?
Yes.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover? Visa
Discover.
Starts with a 4, MasterCard would be a 5, Discover I think is a 6. And
MasterCard,
then I'm ready.
Then.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number. 5119.
57402. 7455-1280.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 5119-7402-7455-1280, correct?
Yes.
And expiration month and year?
3/28.
And the CBV code on the back?
106.
106. I'm going to be updating the package and process the payment. You guys will be receiving a couple of different emails and receipts as well. Well, where receipt's going to go, the receipt's going to actually go to both email and text message. But you'll be receiving, like, several different emails coming from us with updates on stuff. The next order of business, and I probably only need, like, maybe 3 or 4 more minutes of your time, is scheduling your client interview. We're going to block out an hour. I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you guys. I don't know if you want to be available with him, Lisa, just in case. But how does your schedule look for tomorrow for the client interview? Do you guys prefer, like, morning, midday, or afternoon, later?
Busy.
Yeah, we're busy tomorrow.
Okay. Any time at all tomorrow that you guys would be able to squeeze in, even, like, 30 or 40 minutes? Or do you prefer
around,
to push it?
I would say probably around tomorrow, late in the day. I would say around 6 or 7.
I have a time available for tomorrow between 6. Let me see. You guys are in Michigan, right? I think you guys are 2 hours ahead of us.
Yes.
Let me see. Yeah, you're right now. You're 3 hours ahead. Oh, perfect. I do have a time. Give me 1 second. Oh, my gosh, let me take this time real quick before they snag it from me. I'm going to schedule them to call you guys between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. We're going to call you from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just in case if it slips your mind. Now, if for some reason we call you, right, and let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. Okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment.
Okay.
All right. Let me just schedule that for you. And
so
then,
what appointment be for what?
So tomorrow, basically, what they're going to do, my technician, and I'll actually, if I'm available for the call, if I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you. If I'm not available when it's time, they're going to proceed without me and call you directly. But basically what we're going to do is the technician's going to talk to you about everything you and I discussed, right? Because they want to make sure I notated everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, okay? They're going to talk to you about if you need us to create the new website, they're going to talk to you about that. They're going to talk to you about your keywords. They're going to talk to you about your search terms. So they're going to go over way more in detail. And that's why that appointment takes a little bit longer, like 30 to 40 minutes. They're going to confirm with you, okay, Nadine says we need to correct the name and put tree in there because the tree's not on there,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're going to go
right.
over all of that because they don't want to just take my word for it. They want to make sure that everything matches what I put down too. And then, of course, they go over
okay.
way more with you. So that's why it takes a little bit longer. Okay. Now, let me take a look here. The other thing too that I would recommend for you is I'm going to send you an email on that as well. I'm going to ask you, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, the work vehicle, the business license, the business insurance, because when we change your business name to correct it, Google might say, we need this to verify that it's actually his business. So this way, we're not calling and bugging you, okay, Michael, we now need you to send this, or can you have Lisa send this? We already have these things available. Okay, because they might say, nope, you guys need to re-verify them because you're changing the name. Sometimes that happens. We just like to be proactive. Okay? All right. Now, if you take a look at either your emails or you take a look at your text messages, it's sent to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll be in your actual name. It won't be stated as Michael. Okay? Although I did put it in the notes that that's the name that you prefer to go by, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you find it? It'll say initial invoice. I just realized tomorrow's tax day. Oh, wow. I haven't even done mine. Oh, my gosh. Good thing I asked my guy for it. I told my guy, you need to give me an extension. I don't even have all my receipts. I need to get paperwork for my husband's disability. Like, he's like, don't worry. I already filed the extension for you. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm so behind on that right now. Good thing
okay,
I'm not
so what are we supposed to do?
Okay, when you open it up, it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Are you there, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm scrolling.
Okay. So on there, it'll say, hello, Elidoro. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then the next sentence says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Sometimes it gets buried with the emails and the text messages. I could resend it if you want me to, if that makes it easier, so that way you see it right away.
Something about flash terms and experience.
Yes. Experience. You see it? Okay, so when you clicked on click
that.
Here, it took you to Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to click, okay, scroll to where it shows mobile phone and make sure it's his phone number listed in there. It's kind of in the middle going towards the bottom. And then there's three boxes.
Yeah.
So the first box, you guys check in it saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The second box says that he's certifying he's the holder and signer of the credit card and that his information is complete and accurate. And then the next box says that he acknowledges that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. But if he has to cancel or pause it, as you know, call 3 business days before that bill is due so that way that charge doesn't go through.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, you might have to turn the phone horizontal if you don't see it. But at the very bottom, there's an arrow that says sign, and there's a box next to it. He is going to type his name exactly as he reads it there, okay? Just his first and last.
Do you want Michael or Heliodoro?
Heliodoro, exactly as it reads there, please.
Come here, Heidi.
What?
If I can spell your name correctly.
Did I spell it wrong? Let me know before you sign it, because I need to correct it then on my end.
No, I don't spell too well. His,
okay.
No, his name is Gina. A-G-L.
What? How do you know how to spell my name?
I don't know. I know everything. Give me that.
What?
situation.
Uh-oh.
No, Daisy, no.
Someone's claiming their territory, huh?
Come on. Yeah, come on.
Is that your dog?
He's gonna run. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Confirm signature.
Confirm signature. And then it should open up a page that's asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you're
okay.
there. Okay. So on that text message that I sent you, and I kind of want you to, I want you to try to log in while we're on the phone. In that same text message that has our customer service number, I included your username and password. The username is always going to be his phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code. Just this phone number. Okay. Password is going to be all lowercase, one word, SEO splash. That's going to be S as in Sam, E as in Edward, O as in Oscar, and then splash, like a splash of water. S as in Sam, T as in Paul, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Henry.
Yeah. All right, do it again.
Okay, Annie. So SEO.
S-E-O.
S-P.
S-E.
L-A.
L-A.
S-H.
Okay.
And then he can log in, right? And make sure that they're all, like, lowercase, not anything capitalized.
Yeah, it's all lowercase.
Okay, perfect. And when he logs in, it'll say, oh, about getting your Google verified or whatever. You don't need to do anything there. I just wanted to show you guys how you log in to track your results with us. Okay? Did it let you get in?
Okay. Do you want me to sign in?
Yep. Yeah, you can sign in if you want to try it. I just want to make sure, just to kind of give you, like, that first practice. Even though I'm sure you guys probably know how to do it. Okay? Now,
with your Google business profile.
Yep. You don't need to do anything there because the technicians are going to be working on all that. I just wanted you guys to try to log in so that way you see how simple it is. Okay. When you're logging into your reporting system. Now,
I saved it.
Okay. Now the last thing to go over with both of you is our timeline. Okay. We're going to get moving fairly quickly here. So within 5 to 7 days, the directory submission and optimization will happen, okay? You can also start tracking your results with us, seeing how many calls you're getting and stuff like that, how many times you're coming up in the search results and so forth. That's 5 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, and if we're building you the new website, that will be live as well. In fact, let me send you an example of one just so you have an idea. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, what we send to you in writing, I'm always going to tell you that the first page placement on Google with getting you optimized, creating the SEO content, okay, we're not going to make you a new page. We are going to optimize the page that you currently have. So optimizing it, running your keywords, maintaining it on that first page, I'm going to tell you always 45 to 60 days,
so you gotta,
even though. Go ahead. Question?
So you guys going to do all the maintenance?
Yes, we're going to do the maintaining of it. Yeah, that's why you're going to add us on as managers so we can do the management of it. So I'll always say 45 to 60 days, even though I've seen it happen way sooner, okay, only because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. However, you guys have the Google Business Profile, so like I said, you got to add us on as managers to that profile, the Yelp one, as well as the Facebook, because we got to correct the name. We got to add the word tree in there, and then this way we can do the branding and optimizing of it, okay? But we'll send you notifications.
You say that one thing?
I'm sorry?
So you say that would take 40 or 60 days?
I always say that, even though I've seen it happen sooner. I always am still going to say that, even if it happens sooner, just because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver.
Well, it really doesn't help me because the summer is here, you know.
Well,
I mean,
no,
40, 60 days, half of the summer is gone.
Well, that's
you know, summer is whether you make the money.
Well, that's the timeline that we give you, but I've seen it happen sooner. I still have to give you that timeline.
That really doesn't help.
Well, I'm going to tell you what also helps you. So because of the fact that we're running the Facebook ads, keep in mind, when someone is doing a
search... Facebook doesn't give me no leads either. Facebook doesn't give me anything either. I've been on Facebook for quite a while. Facebook doesn't give you nothing.
Well, have you run Facebook ads? Are you familiar with Facebook ads? Because Facebook ads are from a search that someone's performed on Google. Our clients have had great success with
them.
And again, Michael,
like I said,
I'm still going to give you the timeline. Well, our team of experts, they're pretty good at what they do, and I'm confident. I'm still, like, the reason that I give you those timelines, and I want to be honest with you, Michael, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. I don't want to sit here and tell you that it's going to be tomorrow that you're on the first page of Google. It'll never work like that, no matter what company you work with. We're a Google Channel partner. We can get it done a lot faster. So that's the perks of it. We're going to send
you
notifications to you.
If you can get it faster than 40 or 60 days, that'd be great. But I'm not settling for anything the 40 or 60 days. You know, I got another tree service in Lansing.
Well, listen, we know. I'm also very well aware, and so is our team, right, that you need the calls as quickly as you can, especially right now. This is your busy season, right? This is when people are looking for you.
Yes, it is.
So that's why we work diligently. So that's why I wanted to set up your appointment for today. Because if we put it out any further, it takes longer. That's why I'm glad that we're doing your appointment today, or excuse me, not today, tomorrow, right? Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving too. You know what I mean?
You know how many people have been through? You know how many people have been through or the same thing? I mean, I got phone calls pretty much 3 or 4 days a week. I done
I'm
it
not surprised.
Like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, same thing what
I'm
doing
not
with you. I done it 3 or 4 times.
You know why you get all those calls?
Different companies.
Yeah, no, I get it, and I'm not surprised. I mean, think about it. You get a lot of those calls, and I'll tell you why. Because you do quality work. I mean, I don't think, I'm sure you agree with me on that, right? That you've been providing a quality service. You're just not on the first page of Google. That's the problem. No one has optimized you, and you want me to tell you what hurts you? What hurts you is because let's just say I'm someone looking for tree service, right? I look at your Google Business profile page, but when I click on it, and this is one thing like where you got to think about even with the website that you currently have, right? They're looking at a website, but when I click on that website, then it tells me to go to the main website. Why do I have to go from one website and click on something else to get to the actual main website? That makes no sense. No sense at all,
right,
the way they set that up for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Am I going to say it's hurting you? Mm-hmm. No. But it's like, view main website. Well, isn't this the main website? Why are there two different websites? So people,
right,
when they go to a website, they just want to look at the information, see more of your quality work, and that's it. Optimization on the first page of Google is where it's going to be at, and those Facebook ads. I'm telling you. The Facebook ads work well. Even better than Google ads. I'm going to tell you that. Okay.
I guess
so. So I'm just asking for 1% of your trust. Let us earn the other 99%.
Yeah, no. You're good.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for your time, and welcome to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you guys. So, Michael, I'm going to do my best to be available to introduce you and Lisa to the technician, okay, because I want to do that introduction. So I'll make sure that I'm available for that, okay? And if you have any questions, reach out. All right. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.